Art is passing of time. It's Art Talk on KCRW. There's a new exhibit over at the Broad Museum in downtown L.A. that looks to draw upon the whims of history and how fast those memories fade. The show comes as part of the Broad's own permanent collection, with work collected by the museum's namesake, Eli Broad. And Hunter Joe Hioska-Philp is here for this week's Art Talk to talk about it. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
So now, is this an art show or is it a history lesson?
A little bit of both. It's called A Journey That Wasn't, and that gives you a sense of the complicated nature of passing time and memory.
All right, so we're talking about history. We're talking about contemporary art that looks at history that span, of course, obviously millennia or thousands of years, certainly. This work also includes renowned L.A. artist Ed Ruscha, whose work often has to do with memory and history, but how are his paintings, the ones that are there, different?
Well, instead of words, you're going to see two very long, almost 28-foot long, white panels sort of scuffed in the background, one with a red, blue, and green diagonal shape and a little bit of graffiti, and then the other has those same shapes that look as though they've been collapsed from exhaustion. And the title of one is Azteca, and the other is Azteca in Decline. And he isn't speaking just about the Aztec Empire, which reigned supreme for 200 years, but he's talking about all dominant societies, including our own, how any culture that holds sway for a period of time eventually will fade in importance and power.
In addition to that, there are also some video installations that are also, you say, well-suited to the themes of this show. What explain those?
Well, video is time-based work a lot of the time, and that's what these are, so obviously it's about the passing of time. But one is by Pierre Wig, and his piece actually provides the title for the show, A Journey That Wasn't. And in addition, there's the return of an extremely popular installation called The Visitors. This has always been a hit at the Broad, and it takes place at an upstate New York mansion that's faded. The wallpaper of the interior is faded. The antiques are all scuffed and worn. And it shows musicians in different rooms of the mansion all playing their instruments of a certain song. And even the artist himself is lying in a bathtub full of water playing an acoustic guitar. And the whole experience is really certainly about the passing of time. And because it's actually set in this aging mansion, it's also about past glory.
You're talking about the passing of time, but of course those things that fade, the wallpaper doesn't obviously stand the test of time, and all those other things, too. It's really fascinating. But what does this show tell us about the museum's founders, Eli and Edie Broad?
Well, this goes back to 1984, when Eli Broad was one of the principal founders of the Museum of Contemporary Art, which is on Grand Avenue. And just looking up and down that street, you'll see that not only did he give them money to start the museum, a lot of money, he also bailed them out of their fiscal crisis to some extent in 2009. Then if you look up Grand Avenue, you'll see Disney Hall, where he was also one of the biggest funders, one of the people who came in at the last minute to help the building get built. Then in the Broad Museum itself, you can think about the fact that after building the Broad Wing at LACMA, he decided he wanted his 2,000-piece collection to have its own place, and he built the building across from MoCA on Grand Avenue. He clearly is one of the key contributors to what has become the cultural revival of a previously moribund downtown district. And he's 85 years old, just had a birthday, and I thought it would be nice to give him credit for getting it done. I mean, his own autobiography is called The Art of Being Unreasonable. He's not really always an easy person to get along with, and you hear a lot of those stories. But let's just take a moment to be happy that somebody got it done, and that without Eli Broad, you wouldn't have this cultural center in Los Angeles.
Well, the show continues through early February of next year. For more information, you can check out the blog, Hunter's blog at kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter Droh-Hioska-Philp, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.